My guest at this time is Dr. Bonner Cohen, Senior Fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. The temperatures are now on the rise in the Midwest and Northeast, but for weeks those areas dealt with colder than normal temperatures and frigid winds topped off by a bomb cyclone on the East Coast. In response, climate change activists like former Vice President Al Gore contend that the deep freeze is clear evidence of a more volatile climate, while critics suggest Gore was singing a far different tune just a few years ago. So what do the facts show on this, and is the media checking Gore and his allies for consistency? And Bonner, thanks so much for being with us.
I'm delighted to be here.
We've been told a million times, and accurately so, that weather does not equal climate. So based on what happens a few days weather-wise, we can't necessarily paint a huge picture in terms of what the climate's doing. But figures on both sides of the debate still like to weigh in during those moments. So was this a cold snap evidence of a volatile climate or just evidence that it's winter?
It's evidence that it's winter. This is something we have all seen before. This was a combination of two things occurring simultaneously. One was a typical nor'easter, that is, a storm that made its way up the Atlantic coast. Those of us who live on the Atlantic coast are quite used to these things. This one coincided with extremely cold weather, which originated over land, namely Siberia, made its way on prevailing winds to North America and eventually to the Midwest, the Northeast, and even the Southeast as far south as North Florida. So has this sort of thing happened before? Oh, yes, it has. In fact, the worst example of this was in 1888, the blizzard of 88, where we had snowdrifts in New York City that were 50 feet high. Now, whatever may have been behind the storm of 1888 and similar storms which have occurred in the past, I can tell you one thing that did not cause them: man-made emissions of greenhouse gases through the burning of fossil fuels, which is supposed to be behind all of this. So what we see here is a reaction on the part of Al Gore and other climate alarmists who know that they have to say something because these people have been warning us about rising temperatures, rising sea levels, more frequent hurricanes, more frequent tornadoes. They've been warning us about all of this for a long, long time. Suddenly something comes along that contradicts that, as numerous other weather-related phenomena have contradicted that over the past 30 years. So they have to quickly come up with an explanation for this. But of course, they have no explanation. And in his 2006 documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, Al Gore said absolutely nothing about rising temperatures leading to colder winters.
So when did the narrative change on this, and why?
Well, the narrative, we remember the days of global warming. Well, out went global warming, and in came climate change. And this relabeling took place because certain people who have a vested, and in many cases financial, interest behind pushing the whole scare recognized that temperatures were not warming as they had so confidently predicted. But because they were still interested in scaring us to death so that we would undertake steps to regulate ourselves and to mandate the use of renewable energy and to take other steps that we otherwise wouldn't do, they had to slap a new label on all of this. So out went global warming and in came climate change. That way they thought they were covered, regardless of what happens. A tornado in Oklahoma, a hurricane that slams into Texas or Florida, a typhoon that churns up the Pacific or whatever, they are covered. Aha, this is further proof of climate change, when, as a matter of fact, it's proof of absolutely nothing other than the climate doing what the climate has always done. It is chaotic, it is random, and it is incumbent upon us to adapt to whatever Mother Nature serves up.
We're talking with Dr. Bonner Cohen of the National Center for Public Policy Research. And Bonner, the media obviously have been covering this debate for years, and especially in recent years, quite a few years now, largely scolding anyone for disputing the idea that climate change is settled science. So Given the inconsistency with what Gore was saying about a decade or less ago and what he's saying now, how are they reacting to his assertions? Are they comparing the two or simply presenting what he's saying now?
They're in large part, they're presenting exactly what he's saying now. They couldn't ignore this because it was so spectacular, the temperatures were so cold, that they had to report it. But these are the self-same media who have been an echo chamber for Gore and others who have been pushing the climate change agenda now for 20 or 30 years. So they had themselves to come up with an explanation. So sure enough, they adopted this extreme weather event explanation. We are somehow supposed to believe that we are now experiencing extreme weather conditions that we have never experienced before. So they are, in effect, giving cover to Gore and giving cover to the whole agenda. Of course, these people are every bit as ignorant of our climatological past, including our recent climatological past, as is Mr. Gore, because all you have to do is look at the record, and you will see that we are not experiencing anything today that we have not experienced before.
Last question, Bonner, before we let you go. I've talked with some other climate experts who are also skeptics, to say the least, when it comes to the climate change movement. And they point out that right now it looks like we're in a cooling trend that may last another 20 years before it bottoms out and comes back warmer. So how do you expect the narrative to adjust to that over time, if in fact that's the case?
I think to the extent that they can, the prevailing narrative on this will ignore it. And should a hurricane come along, as most certainly hurricanes will come along, or a tornado, they will cite whatever they can as further quote-unquote proof that climate change is for real and that urgent action is necessary. They will not delve into the details of any of this, nor will they do what Al Gore has consistently failed to do, that is put the whole thing in perspective. How does what we are experiencing today compare with what we have experienced in the past? I think you can count on all of these people still beating the drums of what is now called climate change, simply because I think the mainstream media is too invested in this to admit that it has been taken to the cleaners by climate alarmists who have an agenda, which I can assure you has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with the climate. And so I don't expect these people to undergo any change in their course whatsoever.
Bonner, we'll certainly be watching. I know you will as well. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Dr. Bonner Cohen, Senior Fellow at the National Center for Public Policy Research. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.